From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Kurdish officials in northeast Syria are expected to declare a federal system in areas they control. The announcement could come as early as Thursday following a conference in Kurdish-held territory. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner Wednesday said Washington would not recognize self-rule in the semi-autonomous zone.
We are focused on advancing a negotiated political transition towards an inclusive government that is capable of serving the interests of all the Syrian people. We've also been very clear that we're committed to the unity and territorial integrity of Syria. But ultimately, how that looks is going to be a process that's going to have to be decided by the Syrian people as they move forward.
The plan also has been rejected by Damascus. The Kurds currently are excluded from the Geneva peace process on Syria's political transition. The Syrian Kurdish YPG militia has been an important ally of Washington's military campaign against the Islamic State. The Kurdish plan is to unite three Kurdish-led autonomous areas in the north. The death toll from the attack on hotels Sunday in Grand Bassam in Ivorian Beach Resort has risen to 19 after a body washed ashore. At least three gunmen affiliated with the Al-Qaeda North African branch were killed by security forces Sunday following the attack. Wednesday, President Alassane Ouattara vowed the attack would not derail the country's post-war revival. Niger's opposition presidential candidate Hama Amadou was taken from his Niamey jail cell Wednesday, flown to a Paris hospital just days before a runoff election. Amadou had been in jail since November on baby trafficking charges, allegations he and his supporters have denied. Amadou plans to have his name on the ballot Sunday, even though the opposition coalition said it will boycott the runoff. It says the results of the first round, won by the incumbent President Issoufou, were grotesque and cooked up. This is VOA News. The White House says President Obama will deliver an address to the Cuban people on Tuesday at the end of a historic visit to the communist-ruled island nation. The speech to be delivered at the Grand Theater in Havana is expected to lay out a vision of greater freedom and economic opportunity. The trip, which begins Sunday, will be the first by a sitting U.S. president in nearly 90 years. Cuba analyst Ted Henkin of Baruch College in New York was asked about the importance of this trip.
Well, I think this will be another step, but a very significant symbolic one, to legitimize in Cuba the existence of a civil society that's not controlled by the Cuban government, although it's not necessarily opposed to the Cuban government. In most cases, it's probably not. But it's an alternative, and it makes up this wide array of diverse citizen organizations and opinions and groups and activities.
Mr. Obama will meet his Cuban counterpart, Raul Castro, and is expected to hold talks with Cuban dissidents. The White House Wednesday denounced the sentencing of an American university student to 15 years hard labor in North Korea after trying to steal a propaganda banner from a hotel. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
The allegations for which this individual was arrested and imprisoned would not give rise to arrest or imprisonment in the United States or in just about any other country in the world. Now, despite official claims that U.S. citizens arrested in North Korea are not used for political purposes, it is increasingly clear that the North Korean government seeks to use these U.S. citizens as pawns to pursue a political agenda.
A 21-year-old University of Virginia student, Otto Warmbier, was arrested in January as he tried to leave the country. Meanwhile, President Obama has signed an executive order imposing new sanctions on North Korea following its latest nuclear and ballistic missile tests. The U.S. Central Bank says it's keeping a key interest rate right where it is for now. Janet Yellen, chairman of the Federal Reserve, said slow global growth poses risks to the U.S. economy.
Proceeding cautiously in removing policy accommodation at this time will allow us to verify that the labor market is continuing to strengthen despite the risks from abroad.
But she also made it clear officials will probably raise rates later this year, perhaps twice in small increments. The Fed last raised the rate in December to a still low 0.5%. The UN has condemned Morocco's decision to reduce its contingent to a peacekeeping force in Western Sahara. The move underscores tensions following UN Chief Ban Ki-moon's criticism of Rabat's annexation of the former Spanish territory in 1975 as in occupation. Botswana's highest court Wednesday rejected an effort by the government to ban a homosexual rights group from registering and lobbying for change in legislation. Homosexuality is a crime in Botswana. A judge said the government's action interferes in the fundamental right to form an association to protect and promote one's interests. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.